Welcome back to another edition of Podfather Show. We are presented by Milk because it's delicious, it's simple, it's wholesome, it's fresh from the farm, and it goes straight into my belly every single morning, and it wakes me right up because I don't need caffeine, folks. I just need a big old delicious glass of milk to get me going, just like my man Large does too. Large texts me every morning at about 4:45, and it's a video of him just slugging down some milk, and I'm like, man, it's going to be a good day on Barstool Radio today.
Are you getting sick of those, or should I keep sending them?
No, I like them. Even if I wake up a little bit later, it starts my day with a little giggle because I love what's real. And my friend, you are real, and so is Milk. Make sure you go to milklife.com to check out more stuff. Send us in those videos at Love What's Real. Use that hashtag to Podfather Show on Instagram, Twitter, or you could just send them to any of us, and we'll see them and retweet them and enjoy your family while you enjoy your family while they enjoy a big glass of milk. Let's start the show.
You spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man who doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
All right, well, we're back. Me and Largy Boy went down to Fayetteville for a little bit of rough and rowdy. Overall, your thoughts? We won't spend too much time on it because I think people will beat it to death. But if you only listen to Podfather Show, I had a great time. Large, you have a great time?
Yeah, I thought it was great. Fayetteville was very accommodating, and I don't know if I'll ever go back to Fayetteville, but it was good. Fun working with you and you and Kate and Cons. That was fun radio on Thursday night.
Yeah, I think of all the places that we could have picked for Barstool Radio in Fayetteville, that was probably the best. So
yep, worked out good. Max Speed Shop. Yep.
Yep. Clem, how was your week, pal?
It was great. I enjoyed watching you guys and listening to you guys on the interwebs on the computer. I think we should. I'm going to put a call to our listeners out there. If you have a beef with anyone, you know, whether it's like a father of one of your kids, or if you're a mom and mother of one of like your kids' friends or something like that, challenge them to a rough and rowdy. Let's get some fucking pod fathers and pod mothers representing on the show. I want to fucking, like, it's easier to, like, when there's a dog in the, like, someone to root for, like we did the bets the last rough and rowdy where we all had like blogger bets, or obviously if there's someone at Barstool and you're rooting for them to win, let's get some pod mothers and fathers out there to like beat up some of the, like, chaps. What's the name of the kid that you hate?
Giovanni.
Giovanni Finn. Giovanni, like, call out his dad if you want. Or, I mean, I feel like one of these states probably doesn't even have an age limit. Like, have one of your kids call out another kid, like a bully.
Honestly,
or something like
it
that.
Would be perfect at around whenever your kid just goes to college. Like, if we had a mother by a daughter, for instance, if the daughter kept saying, like, I don't want to do this chore, I don't want to do that chore around the house, and the mom just got so fed up and she's like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to challenge you to rough and rowdy. I think some of these moms would whoop the shit out of their kids, especially in a no spanking society now where people don't spank as much. To get your hands on your kid when you're wearing boxing gloves at one point when they could actually defend themselves too would be the relief of the ages.
I would like to throw out a challenge right now to AJ Clem. In 17 years, fucking squared circle, me and you, Bubba, we're going in and only one of us is coming out if I am still alive.
Be careful because you started the dad train a little bit later in life than me. Like if I had a son, if a son was Kelsey's age, for instance, and I had a 14-year-old, now I'm 36, in 4 years, I might be able to still give him the old what for.
Yeah, the dad strength is still there, but at that point I'll be 54. Like that's when like death is knocking at the starting to like, you know, come around the neighborhood.
Hold on. 54 is fine.
Oh man. All right, so let's get into some of the stories this week. Well, I guess I'll ask you guys how your kids are this week too. Little checkup. My kids are fine. They're just fucking annoying. This morning I was so pissed last night. I didn't even go into the living room. I came in and did a little bit of radio. McCartney was getting on my nerves so fucking bad yesterday. We ate dinner. She took like an hour to eat nothing but rice because she doesn't want to eat anything. So she had a tortilla and some Mexican rice, and it took her like an hour to eat it. And I was just like, you know what? I'm fucking done. I'm just going to go in my office and hang out and just tinker with my webcam. That's all I did.
You know dad's pissed when he's just tinkering with the webcam. It's a webcam night for dad. Yeah. Why do kids, like, I don't remember being like that as a kid, but like, I don't even remember my brother and my sister. Like, why do kids just not eat? Like, they just like, Santa does the same thing. She just will eat like a grain of rice every minute. And you're like, what are you doing with your life? And then you're kind of put in the zone of, it's like, do I throw out the dinner or be like, if you're not getting anything else other than that dinner, so if you go to bed hungry, it's on you. Like, I don't know what to do at this point, Chapsy. I guess just thinking with the webcam is the answer.
And you can't, like, we've really tried. I've tried that. I don't care. If you're not hungry, don't eat. But then they just bitch and whine later on about being hungry. You got to listen to that. Like, go to your room. They're crying, like, throwing all kinds of stuff. It's just a nightmare. I should be done with this shit. She's almost 7. Grow the fuck up. Eat your rice. And while you're at it, we made delicious burrito bowls. Eat the entire burrito bowl, you little turd.
I bet Large takes great offense when his kids don't eat all his food too, because you know the amount of blood, sweat, tears, and money that went into every meal that he made.
My kids always eat.
I guess so there it is.
I'll do the same thing. Like, sometimes Annie will do, especially like a Mexican meal, like you're saying, Chaps, Annie will go and make them some soft tacos, like pre-make them for them. So then they'll come down, they'll have the ground beef, a little bit of sour cream, some cheese, but nothing else in them. And when I make them, I'll be like, listen, this is how we're doing it. We'll load them up with the lettuce, a little bit of black olives, some pickled jalapenos, tomato, like the whole deal. And I make them eat them like that. And I think they wouldn't do it if I didn't force them, but they, yeah, I think they enjoy it at the end of the day. I just did that piece of food content with the fresh mozzarella, like I was saying. Annie and Mick could stop by, and so the heroes that we made with the guy who owned the restaurant had all this fresh arugula on it. And I know Mick would never order a sandwich with arugula on it, but when I gave him the sandwich, he wouldn't dare pick it off. You know, like, he wouldn't dare do that in front of, like, friends of mine. So he wound up eating the whole thing, and he liked it. So I find that I've never forced – if we go off the rails and we do something weird in sushi, I never force them to eat, you know, urchin. But every time I force them to kind of eat something, I've always had good returns on it. So I do. I tell them, all right, then just go to bed.
And we're two totally different. Like, Kelsey will eat anything. Anything in the world, Kelsey will eat it. The only thing that she really doesn't like is ricotta cheese. Ricotta. She doesn't really like ricotta.
Ragout.
Ragout. She doesn't like ragout, but anything else she'll go with. So the only time she really thumbs her nose up at food is when she comes downstairs and it's like ravioli. Like, if she, like, he's not feeling it. Everything else he's good with.
We had an interesting day. We had an interesting week in the Casa de Clem because I had jury duty, got called into my duty as a civilian. And on Tuesday, I went in ready to have to bang out a jury duty
cuck too, by the way.
I did. What are the odds of that too?
Yeah. Everybody's talking about Big Cat's jury duty and then you're just sliding in. I feel the same thing's coming up on Friday because I share a birthday with fucking Rhea. Nobody's going to
care. Oh, that's a bummer. However, Riggs has the same birthday as Big Cat, which is a real bummer because getting birthday cucked, that might be the worst thing in the world.
I'm not even going to vlog on Friday. I'm not going to show up for my radio show. I'm not going up for shit. Nobody's going to notice because it's Rhea's birthday.
I share a birthday with Jesus.
Yeah, that's the ultimate birthday.
Yeah, I mean, Big Cat's awesome, but I share one with the Son of God.
Would you rather share a birthday with Jesus or Easter? Like, if it's your first birthday and the next thing you know, Jesus is dead and you're like, shit.
Oh, that's
came tough. Back to life on your ass. Yeah.
I know a couple of women who have birthdays on 9/11, and like, I know it's been a while, but still, it's like, you know, like, you can't even say it out loud. It's just fucking unfortunate.
My mom's a 9/11 baby.
Is she really?
Yeah, and KFC's mom. We share that weird little tidbit together. Both our moms are 9/11 babies.
It would suck to be born on 9/11 because then what are you going to do on your 50th birthday? Can't really have a party.
Yeah, that's
that is true.
Happy 50th. That won't go over well.
It's tough.
Yeah. All right, let's move on, I guess. What do we got up first, Clem?
All right, first up, we have officials in West Palm Beach are hoping a continuous loop of children's songs played throughout the night will keep homeless people from sleeping in a city park. West Palm Beach Parks and Rec Director Leah Rockwell, she told them that the people have been camping out along a glass wall of the Lake Pavilion, so they are playing the loops of Baby Shark and Raining Tacos as a temporary fix to keep homeless people off the patio. I guess like the patio is like $250,000 a year in terms of like revenue for the city. So they're just trying to shoo people out by playing Baby Shark on loop. And as someone with a kid that is currently into Baby Shark, let me tell you, there is nothing worse than having to have Baby Shark. I think that is a cruel and unusual punishment.
And it's also like most people who are homeless, not all, but most people are homeless, are dealing with some type of usually mental issue. I think it's like 65-70% of homeless folks have some mental issue. Playing Baby Shark over and over again on loop is really going to help with that. Like, just make them go even more crazy.
You're just going to attack people instead of just...
Did we just lose Clem?
Oh, Reggie.
Yeah, I'm here. It went out for a second.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking about it more not from the mental health issue, because 60 to 75% I thought was probably high, but when you factor in that a lot of that 60 to 75% are also junkies, right? So I would think you'd probably be another 60% of them are junkies, you know, with some mental issue, you know, overlap in the Venn diagram. Like, I watched two homeless guys blow crack smoke into each other's assholes last week. Did you see that thing? So I think a little bit of Baby Shark is not really going to do too much. Like, I think like more like fire hoses or, you know, well-placed spikes are the only thing that's probably going to keep them out. And I say that, you know, tongue in cheek. I don't want them to start, you know, torturing the homeless, but I don't think this is going to be very effective at all. Right. If you can block out that you got to blow crack smoke in somebody else's asshole, I could blow out fucking, I could tune off Baby Shark for a couple hours.
Yeah. Once you start fucking sucking dick for a little bit of math,
you build up a tolerance, right? You find your mind palace and you're able to go somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not like all those people out there who are homeless that you're sucking their dick for like $5 or something like that are using the good products like our good friends at Manscaped. They're probably not Manscaped at all. Manscaped, if you want to have a nice looking testicles like my guy Clem does, Manscaped is the way to go, because sometimes you have accidents like Large did. What happened to you this week, Large?
I was down and I was about to do Rough and Rowdy. Wound up, I had some downtime on Friday. So I was just kind of hanging out in the room, and I wound up that my Norelco 6000 has a head to also shave your head. It's like a replaceable head. So I used that, but I took off the guard, which is very, very risky if you don't have a steady hand. I normally do, but I wound up nicking a ball. And as people know, when you nick a ball, sometimes it bleeds like a son of a bitch. It was a little bit warm down there. And you know, a couple hours later, I was in the hot tub and I realized, oh my God, I just nicked a ball nothing but 2 hours earlier. So I was afraid I might be, you know, leaking some blood in the hot tub, which would have been a terrible situation. But it winds up, I have good clotting still. Even though everything else is gone, I still have the ability to clot, good platelets.
Clem, how do your balls smell?
My balls smell slightly below average, we'll say. We won't say bad. Then it's not stinky pussy, Clem.
If you want them to smell good, my friend, you are in great hands with Manscaped, because they have the Crop Preserver. It's an anti-chafing and a ball deodorant and moisturizer. You could put deodorant on your armpits. Why not put it on the smelliest part of your body, which if you're Clem, that's his dick. Get 20% off free shipping with the promo code PODFATHERS at manscaped.com. Your balls and your podcast co-host will thank you. Again, that's manscaped.com. Use the promo code PODFATHERS for that.
We would like feedback on that too. If you guys, you get that and then you say to whoever your significant other is, have you noticed any difference? And you say, yes, it smells fresh as a daisy down there.
And give them a little sniff.
Oh, we got the preacher coming up. Preacher coming out to talk some manscaping.
Just gave your little nuts a sniff. See, you can even test yourself. What was that movie, Mallrats, whenever you had the stink bomb, whenever you rub your hand on your ass?
Yes.
Stink bomb, yeah.
Yeah.
Manscaped, by the way, has a quiet stroke technology that can handle coarse and curly hair without tugs and pulls, and it's skin safe to prevent nicks and snags. So if Manscaped wants to send out a package to anybody, I've been known to nick and snag. Maybe send something my way, right?
I've seen that before too in the pics. Some of those come at 4:45 too. I don't know why you do that. All of our ad reads. Later on, we'll talk about Tommy John's, and you send me pictures of yourself in your boxers too, which I find to be bizarre. But
wait till Roman comes back.
All right. The next subject that we got is a 37-year-old Florida man is accused of throwing his 5-year-old son into the ocean to teach him how to swim before abandoning him so he could backflip from a pier. John Bloodsworth, which is an amazing name, by the way, was arrested on child abuse charges on Monday after he allegedly forced his son into the water despite him not knowing how to swim and then leaving the young boy to fend for himself. When Daytona Beach police arrested – this is the perfect spot to get arrested. like Daytona Beach, it's like, oh, it was child endangerment. I also was blowing crack into somebody's butthole. Happens at Daytona Beach. The guy said that he was going to jail for being really awesome. I think that people used to teach their kids how to swim by just throwing them in. I don't think you could do that now, but there is a point where everybody is essentially like that. Once you're there's some point in your life where you're in the deep end by yourself for the first time.
Yes.
Everybody.
That is absolutely.
But this is abuse, right? Throwing your kid in. I don't know anyone who's done this since the 1910s. Like, I don't think anyone throws the kid in anywhere anymore. Apparently they have a natural ability, but I don't think anyone tests that anymore.
Do you remember that old, there used to be a clip that would go around on the internet from time to time, and you have this old Western cowboy who's dressed head to toe in like brown cowboy attire, and he's got two revolvers on his hip, and he's got a big old cowboy hat comes on, and there's a damsel with her son, and her son is standing by the shore, and he's like, the kid is trying to get in. The cowboy comes over, helps him with the stick, like to get out of the water. And the damsel is waiting on the sideline. She's like, thank you so much for helping my son. He would have drowned. He's like, oh, I thought he was caught up in some bushes. He doesn't know how to swim. Picks the kid back up by his bathing suit and throws him back into the water. And he's like, figure it out. And then he walks away and Thug Life plays.
I just like the guy's name, John Bloodsworth. He could do whatever the fuck he wants, right? Like if you're John Bloodsworth's kid, there's a good chance you get thrown into an ocean.
But that caveats into what happened with Tom Brady this week. Did you guys see the video of Tom Brady jumping off with Olivia, his daughter?
I did.
What were your initial thoughts on that, Large?
I thought that he almost saved her. It seemed like she was about to short arm the jump and perhaps like land on some jagged rocks. So without Tom's, you know, extra tug, I think he was doing a more of a favor. And plus, you can't time that out correctly. It was a stupid thing to jump together like that anyway. I think he kind of want her to get off and then jump down after she gets in, out of the way. And so it was a dumb move anyway, but I think he probably did the right thing. I'm not a huge Brady guy either, so I would shit on him if I could. I don't have any problems with this.
Clem?
Yeah, I think that – I don't think – like the Bradys don't strike me as people that just found a random cliff and said, hey, let's jump off of there. I'm sure this is some sort of a – I mean, just because it – you know, people in Costa Rica say it's an all right cliff to jump off, it doesn't mean it's, you know, government approved or FDA approved or anything like that. But – at the same point, like he did it, but a dad did. He kind of saved her ass. And Chaps, you said it, man. He's gonna get shit online. I don't think, even though Tom Brady or at least someone handles his Twitter, he's active online. Pretty sure the fiery Brazilian at home is giving him much more shit than any, you know, fucking person who just sits in front of their computer all day can give him.
Oh, I would love to see the look whenever he gets back to the top of the cliffs from Giselle. I bet, because she knows how to facially manipulate herself too, because she was a. He knows how to hit the angry face. I bet hit the angry face as soon as she walks up, and he is going to get it.
Can I see the Chap's angry face? Does that come out in the? Oh, it's a little Popeye-ish.
Yeah, a little Popeye. I think one. It reminds me of this story because as I get older as a parent, I think about how stupid I used to be. Like when I was a young Marine and I would take Kelsey to the pool and I didn't have a wife or anything like that, I used to launch Kelsey to the fucking moon. If Kelsey wasn't like screaming, we just kept going higher and higher. And eventually it was just like, I would even think like, this is borderline unsafe. If she comes down, she might really smack her face on the water. But there was a guy whenever I was coming home from Newark and the baby had one of those helmets on, you know, like that kind of shapes the baby's head. Like if they have something going on,
this kid had one
in the middle of the flight. It has this baby who can't be more than a year and a half old. And he's throwing him up in the air during the middle of the flight where the baby's head almost hits the ceiling of the plane. And I'm thinking the baby's like laughing and shit, but you hit turbulence one time and your baby that has a fucking helmet because something's going on with his grape hits the ground. Can you imagine the response of people there and the wife there? He's just having a good time. But sometimes you got to be safe. Safety is paramount.
I had to watch my middle kid, and he just got the helmet a couple of weeks beforehand. And you have to take it off and wash it every now and again. So Andy was out. I'd wash it. You rub it down with, like, rubbing alcohol. And then while she was out, I took it into the garage and I spray painted it gold, like the whole helmets for Notre Dame.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great idea. And then she was coming home. So it seemed like it was pretty dry. So I put it back on him. But the fumes, when I put it back in the bassinet, like just the paint fumes. So when she came in to look, I was like, hey, check it out. And she like opened up the bassinet. It was just like, you know, like, what the fuck are you doing? It was like he worked in an auto body shop. He's kind of passing out and shit like that. That wasn't my proudest moment.
Was she pissed?
Oh, she was so fucking pissed. He was honestly, his eyes were rolling back. I mean, it was like he was huffing paint.
So what was the cause of it? Because I've never talked to a parent that had that. What was the cause of it?
So, I mean, yeah, so just head deformities, you know, so sometimes heads are in form, like his kind of came out this way. And so you put him into a cast the way that you want his head to grow into. Like, it's not something where you put it in where it pushes down the horns or, you know, fixes any kind. It wasn't anything too severe, but it created a mold for his head to kind of grow into. And it, you know, worked out. It worked out perfectly.
Honest to God, Lart, you look like you've worn one before. Your head is perfect.
I have a perfect head. Yeah, and a lot of kids that I think have the problems with it are kids that are born vaginally. I think kids who are in C-section usually have perfect heads. Like vaginal kids are squeezed.
Yeah.
Right. Like the head, and that's why they don't require the tubes as much, because a lot of times that squeezing releases any pressure from their ears. Whereas C-section kids need the tubes. It's a little parenting tip there. Just
And both Clem kids were C-sections and both have tubes in their ears right now. Look at that. And they both have fucking perfectly round heads like our friend Large.
Sometimes you can look at a newborn and be like, oh yeah, that kid came out of a tight bit. Bit too long.
You can almost pick a lock with a set. It's unfortunate, but it happens.
Or star in a movie from the late 1980s. Maybe early 90s.
Perhaps.
Can you guys hear the phone that's been ringing this entire podcast? I just want to know if I'm the only one going crazy. No, but
I do
right
want to point out to the listeners that Clem is actually the one in the multi-million dollar studio, and it sounds like he's speaking through a dog's ass.
Shout out all Biz Pete.
It's unbelievable, man, how bad those mics sound whenever they're not the primary mics. Anyways, let's get into a little bit of the mailbag situation that's going to be brought to you by our good friends at Tommy John's. I love Tommy John's underwear. They are amazing. One of the things that I like about them is their different dick flap. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to order it. It's a revolutionary dick flap. Spoiler alert, it's horizontal. And it saves you unfurling minutes. They've done the math. It's 217 minutes a year that men spend fiddling, getting their dicks out of their underwear in order to rip a strong stream of piss right into a urinal, which Large has several of in his own home. And Tommy John's is more than just underwear. They got 750 products online, such as the super soft loungewear, polo shirts, and apparel. Tommy John's is so sure that you're going to love the fit and feel it. They're going to have it. They're going to give you the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's guaranteed. They're going to give you a full refund if you don't like it. No adjustment needed, none of that. Call to action. What do you have to do to get this good deal? You have to hurry to TommyJohns.com/podfathers now to get $20 off, 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohns.com/podfathers to get 20% off. TommyJohns.com/podfathers. Let's hop into the mailbag. Who's first up?
I got it. And we're going to put this one on our listeners as well. I've heard Tommy John, a dick through the horizontal fly of the Tommy John is kind of like a kid coming out of a vagina. It just looks better that way. It looks beautiful. So if you send us any feedback, go to TommyJohn.com. Exactly. BarstoolSports.com/AskDad or PodfathersShow@gmail.com or on Instagram and Twitter. Clem, first one. What's Clem, up?
Do you mind if I read it just because you sound like you're reading through a fucking Tommy John pair of underwear?
Of course.
Okay. Hey, this is from Lynn. How do you guys handle summer vacations with little ones? We've had two under two for a week at the beach, and I was ready to head home after night one.
Traveling with a baby that's under 18 months is a mistake. You're just not going to enjoy it because everything has to be perfect. If you go from apartment living or you go from home living where it's pretty quiet, and then you're in a condo where people are partying loud, no one else gives a fuck that you have a baby. So people are still going to be noisy at 8:30 and it's going to wake your baby up. It's the worst idea you could possibly have.
Now, I think the only way to have a good vacation when you have kids who are under 2 years old is to leave the kids at home. And the kids won't remember not going with you. So if you can get some sort of coverage and go out and like have a little bit of fun with you and your husband, that's even better. It's there is no good vacation. And then after two, when you start to get to that, we've talked about this, the walk around Sesame Place type, you know, instances, but especially I see people bringing 1-year-olds to fucking Disney and it makes me sick. So yeah, there's nothing you can do. Shame on you for thinking you go to a beach for a week with 2 kids under 2 and have a good time. It's just impossible.
Well, this one hits close to home because we had AJ's tube surgery and we're hoping it was going to make him like go from like a C minus kid to like an A, like it did Sienna from like a B plus to an A plus. And the kid is the same goddamn kid. He just probably won't get ear infections anymore. So we officially have wiped out all vacations. We were planning potentially a Florida vacation, visit the grandparents down in Florida, a couple days in Disney. Well, my man Large said, I think a couple episodes ago, do not do that. And we have officially, thank God she had no idea, we have no chance of going to Disney for at least the next 12 months. Because he's just going to, it sucks enough just running around the house, in our house with him, doing it in someone else's house or at a beach house or a Disney place when you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. It sucks. So.
Chaps, let me ask you something. Clem, how old is Sienna?
4.5.
And how old is AJ?
A year. A little more than a year.
Chaps, what would you think about Mrs. Clem, Mama Clem, taking Sienna to Disney since she's in a sweet spot? Well, she'll appreciate it. And you staying home with AJ. I'm being 100% serious. Like you, and then you, when you get back, like she'll do 3 days there instead of 5. And she'll do it on more of a shoestring budget because it's just her and Sienna. And she can bring all the princess dresses because I'm assuming that's her thing now. And then when she gets home, maybe she takes the 2 kids and you go out with me and Chaps and we go to South Padre Island or something. Or we go to Lockhart and eat some barbecue. Like, don't you think that's a better way to stay sane, Chapsy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's a terrible idea to do one-on-one time because one-on-one time means a lot. So that's probably one that would Sienna. But the problem I think there is I would wait a little bit longer because Sienna's, how old you say? 4?
4.5.
Yeah, I would probably wait another year because, I mean, think about memories. You don't really have a lot of memories from when you were 4. You could start to really put together things whenever you were like 5, 5.5.
And he won't know. AJ will never know.
AJ won't know. Fuck him for like the next 3 or 4 years.
I'm saying, think about that because then you can still, and then you won't have to go to Disney. Maybe have your parents come over and they help out with like AJ and you wind up having a little bit of a break and you can slide into the city and me and you can eat, you know, meet up for, you know, fat steaks and hand jobs, whatever you feel like doing. Like it might be a really good fucking idea, you know?
Speaking my language, Large.
Yeah. I also had a parent. I want to get your guys' thoughts on this too. I am wrestling back and forth and really close to making the decision that my family is going to be completely done buying any type of gift for any other person ever.
Okay.
Not directly in our house. One, because I don't think people really care about the gifts. 99% of the time, think about all the gifts that you've gotten from somebody who's not directly in your family. Most likely you didn't like it or you already had it or you're going to feel bad if you have to return it or change it. It doesn't fit right. It doesn't match your decor, like whatever you have in your house. I think that I'm at the point where I'm just going to say we're done with gifts.
I love it personally. We stopped taking like my brother and sister. We don't do gifts anymore. It's for the kids. All the kids do gifts. And like my mom and dad, but my mom and dad, I'll buy them like a gift certificate somewhere and somewhere they like, and they'll just never use it. They'll forget about it. So I think eliminate all gifts other than little kids. But yeah, outside of the family, especially, fuck that shit.
I still get gifts from my aunts for my kids. Every now and again, I'll open up a birthday card for who's the last one to go, Mick. And Mick will get a $50 from my Aunt Bernie. And I'll be like, Aunt Bernie's still sending $50 to my kids? Like, we're at a point now where I don't even think the kids know about it because I buy pizza with it. Like, nothing's more delicious than a meal bought on money from your kids that they don't, like, found money like that. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind cutting down on that secondary, like, the aunts and the cousins. But you don't – well, what do you mean? Do you have, like, a brother or a sister, like, Chaps?
Brothers, sisters, nieces, nephews, even mom, dad, whoever – aunts, uncles, all that shit. Like last year alone, we have family in Mississippi, family in Florida. We probably spent $250 just on mailing shit to different places. And it has nothing to do with the money. It's just that I know for a fact people don't care. Like whenever I get gifts in the mail, for instance, I'm not trying to be rude. I don't care what's in that package. at all. Even if it's an Amazon, if it's a McDonald's gift card, it's places that I go all the time, Starbucks, I don't give a fuck about it. I just don't. And I think that that's how most people feel.
I don't think you don't give a fuck about it. You're just saying that it's more of a hassle to give back, right? When you get it, you're like, oh, fuck, now I got to get this person an equivalent of a $25 Starbucks gift card when their birthday is. Is that but more of a thing? Because you still like it. I mean,
not really. Like, because think about it. Whenever you get a $20 Starbucks card, is that something that you're really noticing your bank account that week? Like that I didn't spend $6.50 on a venti sweet cream cold brew? Like, probably not. Not at the stage that I'm at. I'm not noticing $6.50 difference. And sure, like they thought about me. Just shoot me a text. Merry Christmas. That's all I need.
But doesn't your daughters like it? Like, doesn't your daughters like getting 25? Like, my kids will get $25 for Tito's burritos. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go to Tito's burritos and they'll be like, I'm paying. Or, you know, like orange leaf. Like, we've turned it to big gift card people, to be honest with you. Like, my parents give me, you know, a gift card to Arturo's every time now. That's what I don't get any more big and tall man shit or anything like that. Give me, you know, or a nice bottle of wine. I kind of dig it. I'm going the other way. I don't mind giving and receiving.
Well, with the gift card thing, I think that that's a little bit better. But even at the same notion, like our kids have so much shit.
Yes.
I just get tired of like the entitlement to have more things and more things. And Christmas feels like it's one of those things where you kind of always have to go up. You know, like you always kind of have to ramp it up. Well, last year I got a laptop. What am I going to get this year? It's like, you're not getting shit, man. last year we did this thing where we asked people, instead of getting us things, where they got us experiences. Like we had membership to the museum or something like that. That was much, much better than just having another science set for McCartney that's going to sit up there, mess up the living room. She's going to play with effectively one or two times, and then it's just going to be parts that get strung about the living room.
I'll tell you what St. Anne started doing, though. She'll return anything. Like, you can buy, and even gift receipt or not, Annie aggressively returns shit. So, like, sometimes if she knows we got three science sets, she's returning two of them. Like, she's pretty good with that way. And I like that. I love the found money afterwards that, you know, comes from my kids' gifts, you know, so.
And the biggest thing, like, I don't want to seem ungrateful that people buy you shit, but it's like, I want you to save your money. Don't spend your money on me or my family for something that we absolutely do not need.
That's true. How about you, Clem?
I'm with you. I'm with you guys 100% on this one. And the best thing is, we learned that you can, I think Walmart is the place. You can basically return anything to Walmart. They'll just take anything back. You have to give me a license.
Costco. That's what we do. Like,
Costco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Walmart, they sell everything at Walmart. And it's like, you basically, they can't prove. If it's on their site, they can't prove you did or didn't get it there. So, if there's anything you don't want, just send it to Walmart. Tell them Large sent you. Promo code PowFathers.
There you go. All right. I think that about wraps it up. Sorry, guys. So, Mom, take that. I know you listen. I'm not buying anybody's shit.
Oh, wait. This isn't like actually – this hasn't been instituted yet. This is just a policy you guys are throwing around.
Kind of final negotiating stage, because Annalise isn't sure how people are going to feel about it whenever they're so used to getting presents from us that it just stops. She doesn't want them to feel insulted. But I'm like, look, instead of sending out a Christmas card, let's just shoot out a mass text. We're not getting anybody anything ever again.
Fucking
Merry Christmas.
That's bold. That's bold. I'm going the other way on this. I still like gifts. Fuck you. It's my birthday.
To Chaps' mom, I know, again, you're listening. Send all the gifts to my house. I'll give you ask your son for my address, and I will take them gladly.
I'll give it to her. Actually, if you're listening and you want Clem's address, just hop into my DMs and I'll send it out. All right, guys. We'll see you again next week. Thanks for listening.
I got a milk and cookies.
If you want a glass of milk with your shaved balls and your Tommy Johns.
Milk and cookies.
Oh, yeah. Milk and cookies. Shit.
I can do one if you want.
Go ahead, please.
So I got three kids, and apparently, where's that phone ringing coming from? Do you know?
It's coming from this microphone that no one can hear anything. I have it off the hook, and it just keeps fucking ringing.
So Mick fractured a bone in his foot at football camp, and then Bridget sprained her ankle 2 days ago on a trampoline. So they're both like hobbling around with like casts and air casts and stuff like that around the house. And it's been 110 degrees up here. It's been brutal. And so these two kids are both you know, doing a thing. My middle guy, Finn, where is he, you ask? He's in Brooklyn and he's working at a plumbing supply store. So when Mick and Bridget both have like their injuries, they are burning money off of like camps that we paid for. Finn, we didn't sign him up for any camps except for one thing that he works at a farm for a little bit. And then he's spending 2 weeks in Brooklyn at my parents' house. And he called me up. I'm like, how's it going, Finn? He's like, Dad, Papa drops me off at the plumbing supply store, which, by the way, is in the bowels of Utica Avenue, which is a terrible part of Brooklyn. I got my one pair of Jordans stolen there when I was a kid at the Utica Avenue pool. He's like, Papa drops me off. Nana makes me breakfast. Papa drops me off at the shop. At around 10 o'clock, they buy me breakfast and a coffee. He's like, and then around 2 o'clock, they buy me lunch. And then at 6 o'clock when we knock off, his cousin, Mike, drives me home in his Harley to Nana and Papa's house. And
so he's legitimately working a full-time job. That's full-time hours.
He's working a full-time job at a plumbing supply store where he's sweeping up, stocking shelves. They have like a dog in the shop that he has to walk on Utica Avenue, clean up his shit a couple times a day. They're walking him. Every time I get a fucking picture of him, he's in work boots, the whole deal. He's making $50 a day cash. And the kid is happy as a pig in shit, and it's profitable for me. I don't have to pay my parents for room and board. They gladly do it. Transportation. He rides on a motorcycle every day, and he gets two hots and a cot, and the kid's fucking happy as hell. That's the good shit. You know what I mean?
It's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, come home, polishes off a tall, cool glass of milk.
Absolutely. All righty, boys. I'll talk to you later.
Give your other kids some more milk, Large. Jesus Christ, they're falling apart.
Fuck you, Clem.
Yeah, Clem, fuck you. See ya.